Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real. Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina. This is Marsha.
Hey.
This is Heather.
Yay.
We're all together. We're so excited.
We're back.
I literally yelled in the mic. That's okay. Silent sound man. Sorry. We're excited.
Eye twitched.
How long has it been?
Months.
It's been a long time.
Has it been?
It's been a while.
Let's just say a long time.
Yeah.
It's like, again, guys, we see each other, but we don't. People think like, oh, y'all just, we see each other
we're
all the time.
And it's in coffee. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
No.
Usually we're kind of like, hey, you alive? You good? Okay.
You good. What you need?
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shooting off flares. Hey, can I have some help here? Absolutely. Let me have some time. Let me do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got, Marsha, an anniversary coming up.
What?
Very excited about that coming up.
25 years.
25 years. Our actual anniversary was August 9th. No, August 12th. We had our big wedding in October.
Okay.
So that's why we're having the big shindig.
I got you. Do you want to tell the audience what we get to do for this anniversary?
That's the fun part. So it's like a retro rewind.
It's going to be so
70s,
fun.
80s, 90s. So I have all of my guests coming dressed in one of those eras.
Yes.
Going to be dancing. I got the DJ going, you know. So we're going to have food. And it's going to be a really good time. You know, some karaoke.
Whoa. We're going to do karaoke?
Wait a minute.
I did not
see that on the invite.
You didn't. You didn't see that on the invite.
Oh,
but
I'm so karaoke.
That's a part of it. So.
Heck yeah.
Karaoke. So we'll be dressing up. I see, like, people are sending me their outfits and stuff. Like, look at this. I'm like,
I already showed you mine.
You did?
Yeah. You're looking at me, but I haven't sent mine.
Yeah, I'm picking it out. Well, I don't want to see it. It's fine.
I'm just kidding.
Let's not do that.
Hey, that is classic. That's classic in any decade. No, I don't want to get arrested either. That's too much of a good time right there.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it. It's
going to be so fun. And then, let's see. All of a sudden, we were chatting, and then now I'm like, what are we talking about?
Jesus.
Here we are. We're talking about Jesus. It's all good.
But
we did the purity series. We got a really good feedback. Did you guys get any feedback on it?
I did not.
Okay. Did not get any feedback. I mean, Mama Karen, she always is so good. Shout out. And you guys saw that I did the video and the books and made Heather cry.
Teared up a little bit.
It was sweet.
It was really sweet.
And now you guys have a visual and you have audible
True.
Of who
oh,
she
for
is.
Sure. Yeah. And she has the same for us.
Yeah.
With the videos. I know she enjoyed that.
Because she did. She kept saying that she really likes being able to see us and hear us and just kind of interact and engage. Mm-hmm. And so I really do hope that those purity videos really flew really well. I know I enjoyed it. I enjoyed sitting and just pouring out with you guys and then just hearing our different ways of kind of like what Mama Karen said, like, Marsha, you're the teacher of the three of us, and it just comes out naturally, just the way that you do things. And then Heather just giving the smackdown of, listen, this is John. You don't want to do this. This is how it is. And then me coming in with grace and mercy and squish. So I think the three of us, we do really, really well.
It's a nice nice mesh.
It is a good
I will
mesh.
Say we did the videos for the purpose of the purity class, and the purity class is going really well.
Good.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier with the way that it's going.
How many people do you have?
Six.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Four, five, six, seven. I love that. What's the age range?
10 to 12.
Wow.
10 to 12. Okay. I think the oldest is 12.
See,
it's been really good.
That's a good age, too. Because it's like, they keep saying the younger, but like something about, because that's roughly what, middle school? You're about to hit into middle school.
Almost middle school.
And you've got the hormones, you've got the things.
So much
going
on.
You've got the stuff. Man, they need to know what their worth is.
It is. It's been so good. And they've been so engaged.
I love that. I love that. Have you gotten to our videos yet?
No, not yet. So that'd be towards the end.
I'm excited. Okay. You'll have to tell us.
So
We'll come in. We'll sit next to them. And just be like, hi. Oh, no. No, you're saying no. No.
So I speak for yourself.
Hey, listen to them. That's Miss Squish right there.
Yes. Be like, hi, how are you? You doing okay?
Don't touch me.
Like,
don't touch me. Yeah.
No, you'd be like, don't do it. Don't it's do dumb.
It. Why are you looking at me like that?
No way.
I'm excited. That's good. Well, what's happening in your world, Heather? We got celebration over here with Marcia.
Stuff. I don't know. Well, we talked about it last time, actually.
Yeah.
About we got to do some speaking.
Yes.
And I can't think of anything.
You have some events.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you and Albus did like some stuff, but.
We did. We did. Yeah. Oh, what did we just do? Silent Sound Man, what did we just do? we went to the Air Force Family Day. That was delightful.
Wow, that, like, your face does not say that.
It really was. Like, the whole event
nor
was.
Nor your tone.
The whole event was free. Like, everything in there was free. We did nothing in there because the crowds, it was too much.
Mm.
But, and it was hot. Mm. But anyways, but it was nice. And it was nice to have people come up and ask you over and over about your dog. And what's his name? Albus. Elvis? No, Albus.
Because you got a bunch Abus? Of death veterans.
Yeah, you got a whole, well, you know, these are all air crew people. So they, oh, you know, God. I'm like, Albus! You know, like, what do? You're a maintainer? Okay, I'll yell. But, but it was good. It was good. I realized where my anxiety level goes up, and it's around humans.
Hey, man.
I have a disposed
Shoot.
Nature. So,
Marcia's fact, like, mine too.
In fact, training yesterday.
Hers is self-inflicted, though.
Is it?
She keeps setting herself up for
it's
this stuff.
It's true. I'm She's overwhelmed like, over here, so guys, and I'm like, well, gee, girl.
It's your fault. It was like yesterday's
so
training.
Funny.
I skipped it.
Yes, you did.
I made it all the way down to the Nelson Atkins area. Couldn't find parking. Realized it was near the college. Just suddenly decided that I hated all higher institutions of learning, which I don't. But in the moment, I did. And apparently, I disliked everyone in them. And I just left. So I realized, you know what, I needed. So I took the dog. We went to a park and just hung out for an hour. Just needed some decompression time.
Gotcha.
But, and, you know, dilly-dallying with some writing ideas. And
I'm excited about your writing ideas.
We'll see.
Marcia and I are very engaged in this one.
Yes. It's slowly taking shape. It's,
yeah.
I don't want to get too crazy about it right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Super
writer.
It's be
she
good.
Got all the books.
All the books.
Goodness.
It's true. It's true.
I don't want all the books.
Man,
well you don't have all the books because Luke and I have finished our first draft.
That's right.
On our first little booklet. And I call it a booklet because it's roughly 30 pages. Mm. But I kind of like you, I'm not going to give away all of the things, all the goods. But we're in the process of trying to figure out what the next step is. Like, who do we send this to? I think we're going to go through Amazon the first round, just test the waters, speak.
Yep.
Figure out cost-wise what things would even look like. But it's mostly for the marriage, the relationships. It's marriage. It's a marriage book. And helping build foundation in marriages, whether you've been married for 13 years, 25 years, or if you're freshly starting into it, I believe it's something that absolutely would be beneficial for everybody involved. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. And then, Heather, you and I talked a little bit before Marcia showed up. And our household is in the process of buying cars, apparently.
Oh.
Everybody's ready for upgrades.
Okay.
Except me.
Yeah,
I just got mine a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But because our family has expanded with a really big dog, not a tiny ginger anymore, but a big Sparks, Luke's ready to upgrade to get something bigger. And then our beautiful brown-eyed girl is ready to kind of downsize, but still stay kind of big-ish, mid-size kind of car. And so they both have been shooting me cars all day long, and I've been on the phone with our car lady going, hey, what can you do for us? So that's where we're at.
I just a suggestion
yeah
with Sparks
yeah
and Luke, I could see like a Land Rover. Just kidding.
That would be kind of cool. We're looking for like a third a row. Hummer.
Like an old military one, not the cutesy ones. The one that where the doors come off.
That would be that would be legit, babe. The gas mileage would be dumb.
Awful.
But you literally thought this?
Have her strap like a pair of
$100,000. We are not doing $100,000.
I got some friends.
We're not going over 21. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. There you go.
Heather's got the hookup, apparently.
Well, I didn't say the hookup. I just got some friends. Maybe we can find one.
Oh, you have something for like 15.
Yeah, sure. Free.
Free? I'm good with free. I mean,
there's that small federal felony crime thing. But, you know, we just overlooked that.
That's fine.
It's worth it.
Like, you know, us driving down the highway, I'm sure we would not be noticed at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. We paint it purple. Ew. You never know. I'm just kidding. Gosh, I was trying to give it undercover.
Purple is not going to make it undercover.
You should say purple.
Yes. That is going to make it stand out even more. A Hummer that's purple. People are going to be like,
oh, my goodness.
No.
A purple people eater.
No.
No way.
No, 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 no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my
goodness. The answer's no. Okay. It's like that.
Fine.
That,
back to the drawing board.
The cow printed gun. No.
The cow printed gun.
No. We're not doing certain things. Okay. Just no. Fine. Absolutely no. Okay.
Okay.
We've chit-chatted enough.
Yeah.
I am glad. This feels good. Mm. It always feels good when like we had a good time our last one, but like all three of us, we were missing Marcia. Mm-hmm. Like you guys will hear it. Hi, it's Tita. And we have no Marcia.
No way.
And then it was hey.
And then we got Heather. Hey. And I was like, oh, see, we sound sad.
We do.
We miss Marcia.
We did.
It's true. So she's back.
We're back.
We're back. Here we go. So what are we talking about, Heather? You're the one that came up with this topic. You want to tell them why?
Okay, so yes. Okay, backstory time. That's my favorite thing. I had a dream yesterday.
All right, Martin Luther, let's go.
I have a dream. It was not that good. No, I had a dream that I was with two of my friends, not you two, which was what made it weird to begin with, because we were going to podcast, and Luke pressed the start button, which we could all see, which is also weird because that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And we couldn't talk about anything. Like, we were blank, completely blank on the air. It was just running and running. And all of us at different times would get up and leave the room, come back trying to think of things to talk about. And it would be like, you know, just like, hey, you like burgers? I like burgers. And these are two friends of mine that both, like, we can sit and talk about God all day long. I can do that with pretty much anybody, and so can they. And so it was so funny to me that we couldn't think of anything. And I woke up and I was kind of chuckling at my dream because it just was such a weird little distractible thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like right then God was like, you're too distracted. There's too many distractions going on. And I thought, okay, I thought it was a funny dream. Why he's gonna make some big spiritual thing out of a funny little dream.
Right.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And it's like God was just sitting there saying, look at what you're doing. And where are you being distracted?
Mm-hmm.
And by who? Right now I'm being distracted by an 80-pound dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
How are we being distracted? Because you're always going to be able to be distracted if you want to.
That's
it's
good.
Really it's a work. It's a work to not be.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not even like the enemy's out there being like, oh, I'll distract her today.
Right.
Yes, in some ways. Mm-hmm. But in other ways it's just you.
Yeah.
And the things you got to do today. And it's your kids. And it's your, and not that they're distractions, but they can be distracting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at church last night, one of the things that the speaker was saying was she was saying, go back, because we're talking about empowered speech.
Okay.
And she was saying, go back to when you first started talking to God. What did that look like? Start there.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, okay, and God's like, what did it look like when you first met me and nothing distracted you?
Hmm.
Go to that. It's okay to go back to the beginning of things if we need to, but go back to where you can figure out what's distracting you. Take a step back.
Yeah.
And what are the things that we cannot not do?
Yeah.
You have to feed your kids.
Right.
You have to pay your bills. You have to, like.
Right.
But what are the things that you can let go of?
So good.
That, like, for me, if I get really distracted about things, I tend to fixate on the things that are really not helpful. Mm. So, like, right now, our dishwasher is fritzy. It's just not working right now.
Okay.
So, for a good part of the week, I was looking up articles on it. Let me tell you, I can't fix a dishwasher. Mm. I know this. Mm. I know it. But I'm over here, like, sending pictures to my brother and my dad. They can't fix it. They're not dishwasher people. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, I'm like, maybe if we do this, well, what if we do that? What if the water runs the whole week? Like, what's our water bill going to look like? Oh, my. I don't pay the water bill.
Wow.
Why is it so stressful for me?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that now I have to wash my own dishes. But other than that, like, I was over here worried all about, you know, like, what if the whole house floods? Like, what? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Wow.
There's somebody in there all day. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right.
And I was like, why did that? It was such a petty thing. Take up so much of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What am I being distracted from?
Wow.
Or who am I being distracted away from?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And so that's... Yeah. Like, what are we being distracted to?
Yeah.
Or from?
Yeah.
And how do we figure that out? Mm. And then what do you do about it?
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a good question. I think the first thing that came to my mind was the Holy Spirit will lead you in perfect peace. Right? Even in the midst of chaos, right? Because, like, here's Jesus on the water. All of the winds and the waves are whipping around all of the things. The disciples are distracted by the storm. And again, kind of like you said, rightfully so. But here's Jesus coming on the scene. And all he's saying is just, peace be still. And how much longer do I have to be with you, O you of little faith? You're the one that could have rebuked the wind and the wave. But instead of... you walking in the authority. Luke likes to call it discipline, like the discipline, because a lot of times we talk about the Holy Spirit in empowering us, and absolutely that's true. But there's also self-discipline. We've got to discipline ourselves, train our brains, just like if we train our bodies, if we train our speech, you know, like learning how to be slow to speak, you know, quick to listen, slow to anger, all of the things, self-control, you know, not just spirit control, but self-control. And it's like, I think when I start getting too distracted with things, number one, it usually has something to do with the social media probably, or it might even be something going on in our society. Like, we are on the verge of elections. This is the climate of our world right now. Mm-hmm. You see signs everywhere. You see reels constantly. You see commercials. You see stuff constantly being said, like always like this. And then it's like the Holy Spirit, or if I start getting anxious, okay, be anxious for nothing. These are scriptures in the Word of God. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things with, you know, prayer and supplication, cast your cares on me because I care for you. You give it to me and then I'll tell you what you need to be focused on. Right. Like, and then it's like, I'll stop for a second and say, like, you can ask our silent sound man when things start to get too ruffled around me. I do it anyway, but for the most part, I'll go into our workout room. I'll jump on the treadmill with my headphones and I will worship as loud as I possibly can just to start causing the noise to stop and for peace to start settling into my house. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We will have perfect peace. We will not get caught up in the chaos, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, and not to be distracted, you know, because it's like so many times if you start feeling yourself being pushed by problems or being pushed by circumstances as opposed to being led by the peace of God, I think distractions have a tendency to be even louder. Am I making sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot going on in my life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When we talk about distractions, especially in this season, I don't find where I've been really good at pushing them out. That's just that. but in a season.
Teach us our way. Teach us your ways.
No, I'm just like jumping at everything. Like, yeah, you know. But in a season where I know that it's really good and I'm just able to push out the distractions, is immediately me going to my work, just taking some intentional time.
Yes.
To, and we've said it before, I think, but to stay in God's word.
Yeah.
It's me saying, oh my gosh, it's been a week of, or 3 weeks or a month of chaos and distractions.
Yes.
Pull it back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go back to your first.
Yeah.
If that is me going back to taking an hour and a half before I get up to be with the family.
Yes.
To read my word, to pray about my day, to think about what I will do in certain situations in response.
I love that.
Then that's what you do, is you go back to your first. And that's kind of like a big part of what I think that I would say I would do
that's
to kind of push out distractions. I guess, too, is making sure that it's okay to talk to yourself. It was said last night at church. If you talk to yourself, it's okay. Just put Jesus on the end of it.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
And then it's prayer.
Do that. Yeah, it's okay. Talk to yourself.
In Jesus'
you know,
name.
I don't know what is going on with dinner today, Jesus. You know.
I love that.
You know,
I
know
love
why
that.
These kids are acting crazy. Jesus.
He'll be like, we'll see.
So, you know. But yeah, so talking to myself and just like snap out of a girl. So
I love that.
I like to label. I'm not a big list person.
Okay.
I'm not probably ever going to write these down or anything, but I like to mentally label. Okay, what is distracting me?
Yeah.
And what am I being distracted by, as opposed to what I'm trying not to think about? So for me, it's like, okay, I have a whole new book project going on, and there's a whole lot of, for this one, is very different than the other ones.
It has a lot of moving parts in this
It has a lot of moving parts in it, and possibly other people in it. And so it's just, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I do sit down and write. And this is not one of those things. I can't do that. I have to sit down and do a whole bunch of little release papers and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, God, what do I do? Because this seems like this is just distracting me from writing.
Hmm.
And he's like, no, you need release forms. You need this. You need that moving part. It doesn't feel like it's writing, but it is.
It's
still your part of your project.
Yep.
But those are the things that I tend to shove off to the side as a distraction when they're not. So my mom told me once, I had gone through the whole day, and she was like, did you do any writing? And I was like, no, I didn't get any writing done for the last project. And she was like, well, what did you do? And I was like, well, I didn't really do a whole lot. I started a website and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, but Heather, that still work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was in my brain, it just didn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It felt like this is what I was distracting myself with.
Yes.
And she's like, that is not a distraction because it's going to benefit you later on. You need a website.
Yes.
So for me, it's like, don't shove off what I feel are the unnecessary tasks. Mm-hmm. I'm a big thinker. I love to just spit out an idea and then someone else can do all the moving parts for me. Like, I don't like that. It's So to think of what, and then what am I distracting myself with instead of doing that?
Yeah.
I have this app on my phone. I got this game. It's not a bad game. It's like, it's not Candy Crush, but it's like Royal something or another.
You've got it?
Don't tell me.
Let me see.
Okay, but it's like you just line up the things and they explode or whatever and you do little. Yes!
What do you have?
Yes!
What is it?
What level are you on?
I just started.
Okay.
I'm on level 400.
You guys are funny.
Well, let me tell you right now.
I don't know what this
I've
is.
Deleted this thing like 3 times. And because for me, I could spend 2 hours on it.
Oh, wow.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's just a distraction. I'm at level, almost 9,400.
How long have you played it?
For a long time.
Really?
But and then I would delete it and then I'd pick it back up. Gotcha. Every time I start to pick it back up, I'll be like, I think I'm okay. And then I got to the point where I was buying.
Oh wow.
Yeah, see? Yeah. So like I've never done that with any other game. I could pick up a game and play it for a little bit and then just be like, okay, I'm done with. But that game, I could do it for a long time.
I am not picking
it up. It's pretty addicting. You know, and when,
I'm not picking it up.
Like, it was like 5 or 6 months ago. I was like, that is a distraction. If you want to finish your book, that's a distraction.
Good.
So I was getting rid of it and then I picked it up again recently because I didn't have no book.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, I'm doing a book again, so I need to delete it. It don't worry. It saves your game. You could delete the app and then
so
download
funny.
It again, and you just show right back up. So that's the bad part about it. So, but that's a distraction. It is not a necessity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The news, the election, mm-hmm. these awful hurricanes.
Yeah.
P. Diddy.
Yeah. What's that?
Okay.
What'd you say?
Oh, okay. P. Diddy.
Right?
And everybody.
Anyway, they are and they aren't distractions.
Yeah. No.
Because we need to be aware of these things.
Yes.
We need to be educated and aware of the election. We need to be educated and aware of what's going on with a half of our country that's, you know, basically been destroyed overnight.
Yeah.
But you can't sit there and I can't sit there and read that stuff for 3 hours. I'll be too depressed to get out of bed. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't get depressed. This is my problem.
See, I do.
I get angry.
Mm-hmm. Or that.
I get angry and then the love of God doesn't pour out of me.
Mm. Right.
It's really that simple. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, stick with the facts, Dina. Stick with the facts. Don't go by emotion. Stick with the facts, right? Like, it's just like, let's do this and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's like, don't get distracted by the noise. Don't get distracted by the media. Don't get distracted by the things that are trying to distract you from some of the bigger pictures potentially. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't get so caught up. I think of the scripture, don't get so caught up in civilian affairs that we miss what God is wanting us to do in this season, in this hour. We're all created and set apart for such a time as this, right? And it's like, I don't care where you vote in this space, but the fact is you are a Christian first, period. And if you are not standing in a certain arena portraying the word and the love of God, you are a distraction. You're being a distraction.
You're being used.
You're being used by the enemy.
And
that's see what happened right there?
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, the thing is because God, we're kind of instructed to get to the heart of the matter.
Yes, ma'am.
Because let's go with just these hurricanes. Mm-hmm. The heart of the matter is there are hundreds of thousands of people who've had everything taken from them.
Yes.
In the space of the last 2 weeks. And then however many more with Milton. I'm sorry, but that is just such a, like, I think of a guy with some glasses. Like, I don't think a dog picked a hurricane.
My ex-boyfriend's name is Milton, but he's not a guy with glasses.
I'm so sorry.
You know.
Shut up.
So, I was just thinking.
Milton is a very good name. No, I'm just
Really?
She said that like that, too. Well, I was laughing because I was like, at least those two names.
You and her are saying things today that do not match your faces.
I was like that and Helene, at least those names aren't like common. Like, I don't know many people naming their kids that nowadays.
It's true.
You know? It's not like Andrew, you know.
But, it's true.
But like, the heart of the matter is, how do I help?
That part.
Because I'm not going to be there.
Right.
I can't even get out there.
Right.
Clearly, we've been told we should and shouldn't and should and shouldn't and shouldn't shouldn't
Correct.
Donate to blah, 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 blah.
Correct.
And at this point, who knows where anything's going.
Right.
So how do I get to that heart without getting mad and without getting distracted? Because the distraction is the emotion, the emotional overwhelming that can happen to a person.
Yes.
Because if you just think of story upon story, I mean, that is just...
It's heartbreaking.
It's awful.
Yeah,
and you're like,
is. And you feel hopeless.
Yeah.
And we as the people of God need to be the ones that are injecting hope into the situation.
And so it's just that like find the heart of the matter in that, the heart of the matter in a election year is to do what God is leading you to do.
Amen.
And however quiet and loud that is, but that is it.
Yeah.
But it's done with the heart of love.
That part. That
doesn't mean it can't be tough love at times. But if I'm just screaming into a void, I'm only hearing my own voice.
Right.
And so I think it's hard. I don't know about other people. I don't necessarily like to have to sit and be like, okay, God, tell me what to do. Like, I'm like, do it. Let's do it. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to flip tables. You want? Let's make a whip. I don't care. Like, run around and forcibly hug people. What do you want me to do? Make me do
You're
something.
You're
going to
forcibly hug
me? Well, I don't necessarily want to do that. But but I was like, but you
I'm
know,
here
I was,
for that.
I was like, you know, just what do I do? It happened to me when I had finished speaking at that church.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stories some of the people told me was just heartbreaking. And I sat in my car afterwards and I almost cried. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, what do I do with that? I don't know any of the people they were talking about, any of the situations. What do I do?
Yeah.
I don't know how to give it to you. Because if it was a physical thing, I could just hold it up. But it's, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, you just have to keep pushing it to me because I can take care of it. And I was like, because I sure can't. Like, I know that.
And that's true. I found in situations like that where you really can't do much of anything to help the entire situation.
Correct.
I do find where God has said, just give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do give it all to him, doors tend to open up. And you know, he'll drop those resources in your spirit, or he'll send the help that's necessary and the help that's needed when we kind of pull ourselves out of what we can't do.
That's good.
And just let him do it.
Yeah.
He does. He knows it all. Yeah. And I think that's a big part of being able to kind of deal with distractions and what we just really can't do.
We just got to be able to cut back and refocus on. Sometimes I think it's okay to just refocus on the moment where I said, okay, Jesus, do things in my life. You know, like, I think I used to think that that was like, whoa, you're stepping back. But I don't think that's a step back.
No.
It's this weird growing in Christ, always being a child kind of dichotomy where you have to do both at the same time.
Yeah.
And so I think distractions will always come.
Yeah.
And some of them are like, hey, Jesus, what am I cooking the kids dinner tonight?
Yes.
Or are they old enough to fend for themselves because I have to get with you?
Right. Right.
And, you know, and some kids aren't.
Yeah.
You know, you got a 3-year-old, they are not old enough to make dinner for themselves.
Right.
I don't think. I don't know. I just, it's a
Depends
guess.
On the 3-year-old, I suppose. And what they're making.
Learn how to use that microwave.
Or bring your child into it with you.
That part, yes. Yes.
Let's talk about how we focus on Jesus.
Yeah.
But, I just thought because of the season we're in, the country we live in.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but we got 1,000 things that we can be distracted by.
Truly. Truly.
And some that we do to ourselves, i.e. apps.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Games, shopping, Amazon, Prime Day.
Yes.
I think it was Prime Day today, too.
was it?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Oh,
yesterday,
I missed it.
I didn't even get on it.
Oh,
But it's like all these things that are not bad in and of themselves.
Yeah.
But they can be if that's what pulls you away from your focus.
If it's taking you away out of the space that he wants you to be in that moment. It's just that simple.
And even if it is real good stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you might be, I don't know, working in with the nursery. And God is saying, hey, I need you back in service for a little while.
Hey.
And what you don't, I don't like to tell, but I had to do that before. Mm-hmm. And you feel terrible. You're like, I think God wants me out of here. Or God has called me to another ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Part of your church or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying pulled you out of your church. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But like.
Sometimes there are things happen.
Sometimes
there, too.
There are.
Yep.
But there are seasons to what you're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yes. then you'll find, as that season ends, as the grace goes away,
mm-hmm.
so goeth the happiness May. And the distractions pull in.
Yes.
That happened to me in a preschool.
Mm-hmm.
When yes. the grace went away, Heather became not a nice teacher.
Yeah.
And now I have a lot of those kids
Aww.
In kindergarten and in first grade at the school.
Yes.
And then, like, we remember you in preschool.
You were so mean.
You were so... One girl was like, you were so crabby. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I was. But, Aww. You know the season that you're in.
It's good. Yeah.
And know... Or ask God to tell you the season you're in. You might not know what it is.
It's good.
Because, it's good. I mean, a lot of times it's nice to say that. Just know where you are. I don't know, Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
Because he's not going to be like, well... You'll have to find out, aren't you?
Mm-mm.
He says, seek me. Why? Because I want to tell you.
Yeah.
I want you to know. I want to be found.
Yes.
I want you to find me. It's like a game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
Kind of. But I lost my thought.
It's okay.
Anyways.
I like what you said as far as going back to the beginning at times. And it isn't a thing of reverting back to like you're walking back. I think sometimes... What is it? The scripture, it talks about the axe head that mm-hmm. fell into the water, and the person is trying to, do you not remember that part?
I think it was in Kings.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So this gentleman, I'll be very Reader's Digest, but basically a gentleman lost his axe head, and he was trying to be productive, and it was like, what was it? Basically, God kept saying, you need to go back to where, you know, you got to go back to the beginning, basically go back to the beginning because, you know, and then that's where he found his axe head. It literally like where it would sink, it like floated. God literally floated it up to the top and there it
yeah.
was. Okay. You know which one I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Kinda, yeah.
And so, I know that with, did you find it in First Kings?
It's Second Kings.
Second
actually.
Kings.
Second Kings 6.
Okay. There you go. So, I know with Luke and I, whenever we talk about relationships, one of the main things that we always tell the couple is, how about you go back to the beginning? Go back to the beginning where you were like courting each other. Go back to the beginning when you were head over in heels and falling in love. When you were getting to know that person, go back to the beginning. And I think sometimes with the distractions, we get so distracted or we have such a preconceived idea of how we think the situation needs to go that we're missing maybe even the new thing that God's wanting to do, right? And so it's like, I think the simplicity of it is sometimes when we get distracted, the enemy wants to come in and muddy it up. He wants to muddy the waters or he wants to make it more complicated than what it actually is. You are surrounded, Marcia, by all of your beautiful tinies and then this, the mids and then the olders. And it's like, if you got so distracted on where you thought they needed to be as opposed to where they are today, you're missing this really beautiful space, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, I think too many times, even in our walks with God, every day, even our nation, right? The things, sometimes we get so caught up in the things that are legit, but we're missing the joy. We're missing the peace. We're missing the, like you said, Marcia, those moments where we can't save the whole world, but to mm-hmm. one person, we can be the world. Mm-hmm. We could literally be saving them. And it's like, Holy Spirit, hone me in. Let me be kind to this person behind me in the grocery line. Maybe I need to pay for their groceries. Maybe I need to do something. Maybe they're struggling. This might have been the last meal. Something of, you know what I mean? You don't know what's going on with that person in that space. When we were, you know, I was speaking for that women's thing, our breakout session, and I'm looking and I'm saying, you know, like, here we could be, you know, we just got to be intentional.
Mm.
We've just got to be intentional mm-hmm. with people yeah. around us. We've got to be intentional with our time,
mm-hmm.
Disciplined. When you get distracted, you just don't sit here and whip yourself and be, oh, woe is me. This mm-hmm. is horrible. Maybe just take that time. Just take a breath. You know, like you're saying, like get up an hour and a half earlier. Everything inside me, like the Holy Spirit's literally been telling me this for a month or so now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need you to get up earlier. Mm-hmm. I need you to get up. I need you to get up and I need you to come be with me. And I'm thinking, I really would like to have some rest, God. I need mm-hmm. some sleep. And we got to forget, we forget that when he asks us to do something, then that means that he gets to be the one that helps sustain. Mm-hmm. He's right. the one that helps mm-hmm. provide, right? Like, okay, Heather, I'm going to have you move back to the school and I'm going to now have you taking care of these kids in a different realm, but I'm mm-hmm. having you back into the place where I brought you out of, but it's going to be different. It's yeah. going to look different. It's going to sound different. But if you weren't willing, if you're like, oh God, nope, this is like, we cut this off. Like this is, we're done with this. Yep. You, Marcia, even with your school stuff, you're like, you see where God's going, okay, let's do something just, we're mm-hmm. going to tweak this. Mm-hmm. It's a new season. You're a different person. Mm-hmm. You know stuff that you didn't know before. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to start graduating and start moving and we're going to start doing things that are even bigger. Mm-hmm. And I think when we get distracted, maybe by even what we think we're capable of versus not capable of, mm-hmm. sometimes we have a tendency to downplay and then we miss it.
For sure. Yeah, that's true. I was thinking too that Heather said something that sparked a thought, but just being, in my opinion, brutally honest. Be honest with yourself. We saw it. I heard this at church, too. It was just here recently where a pastor, yeah, our pastor, Kathy, she said, face the facts, Abraham. Mm, Abraham yes. faced the facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
About his age.
Yeah.
And when we face the facts about mm-hmm. our situation, mm-hmm. what are you frustrated about? What are you?
That's good.
Why are you so distracted? Why are you allowing these distractions?
Yeah.
What is the situation, really?
Yeah.
And if we can't be honest with ourselves out loud, then distractions will still be able to not only come in,
yeah,
but bombard you and cause you to be something different. When I was talking to you, too, I know I was I had several conversations with so many people just about just where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said that she was suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, yeah, but anyway, the question was, at what point do you allow yourself to speak out what you're saying without yeah. speaking that over yourself?
Yes, yes.
So I'm just thinking like a lot of discernment, a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is being honest.
Yes.
You have to be honest with God.
Yeah.
I feel like you said it earlier, if we confess our sins or mm-hmm. was that, okay, yeah. That he's faithful and just to forgive us,
yeah.
but not just forgive us, you know, and to cleanse us
yeah,
and make us whole.
Yeah.
So, yeah, confessing that, not necessarily saying that's who you are, that's what no. I am, or that I am these distractions.
Yeah.
Or that's who I'm going to be, or that's just the situation.
That's good. Yeah. Right.
But, okay, this is the fact of yeah. the matter.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know what to do. Like, right. if you're, you know, like, where do you want me at in this season, God?
Yeah.
What do I do? And those are valid, and he'll answer that. He can deal with honesty versus not necessarily a lie,
yeah,
but no communication at all, right. I guess. So, yeah.
Well, sometimes it's nice to say that kind of stuff out loud and hear it for yourself.
Mm.
When said right, like you said, you're not saying, this is me, but you're saying, but this is how I feel.
Yeah,
I feel exhausted, Jesus. My yeah. sleep isn't sleep.
Yeah.
What, you know, it's not complaining. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Factually, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And one thing I was thinking of, too, is we were saying, you know, for distractions, like to just find your peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to remember that the most peaceful way isn't necessarily the easiest way. Because, you yep. know, I hear find your peace and I'm like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Give me a good nap. You yeah. know what I mean? Like I don't yeah. mean it like that. But like in a lot of minds, people think of peace, gentle,
comfort,
calming, soothing.
Yeah.
And it is all those things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's all those things in the middle of a hellstorm.
I was about to say, sometimes it's uncomfortable. You're uneasy. And he's like, I'm going to make you uneasy until you come and find me.
Because you know who was at peace? Peter.
Yeah.
And then he almost drowned because yeah. he lost his peace. around the city where it's fertile, where it's green. That sounds pretty peaceful.
Yeah.
Until it costs him his wife.
Man.
And his two daughters, you know,
yeah.
Betrothed husband, whatever mm-hmm, they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the whole town and everybody that he knew in it.
Yep. Yep.
Him going there didn't cost them that, but it cost him that to go mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
If he'd have stayed with Abraham yeah. and his servants would have made peace with the other guy's servants, they would have been okay.
Right.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
He went with what was probably what he thought was the most peaceful way.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it wasn't. So peaceful doesn't always mean
easy.
Drop everything
yeah.
and don't do nothing and just sit in the corner.
Yeah.
It might say drop everything for 25 minutes and go sit in the corner and read the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have yeah. have a chocolate bar, have some gummies. Mm-hmm. These kind of gummies, mm-hmm. the gummy worms. There we go. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you gotta say those things nowadays.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, you know, have a chocolate cookie and some coffee.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For 20 minutes, you and Jesus hash it out, and then yeah. you get back up. You go back to your job. You go back to peacemakers. And there, the teacher. She was like, "These are not the people that just walk on the scene and they're peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
They are the people who take chaos and create peace."
Mm.
That is someone who makes peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh. And she's like, so when it says you have shoes that create peace,
mm-hmm. yeah,
that means you're going to go into places that have chaos.
It's good.
You're going to go into distractible areas. And
yes.
sometimes you have to let go of a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But sometimes you have to walk by them
yeah.
and act like they don't exist until peace mm-hmm. comes.
Yeah. And ask God to give you vision and ears and yeah. eyes that are above the noise.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just thought, I was like, oh, I thought that just meant we're going to be nice, peaceful people.
And she's
like, no, it means you're going to make peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sounds violent. I like
yeah.
it. No.
mm-hmm.
But it helps me to think about that when I think about distracting, being distracted, getting distracted, having distractions.
Yeah.
Sometimes the distractions aren't going to go away.
Right.
I have to just focus beyond it.
That's mm-hmm. good.
I have to take the distraction and go, no, you're not going to be my chaos.
That's good.
You know what? You're a hurricane that didn't go away.
Yeah.
You may have destroyed part of my family's house. I don't know.
Right.
But guess what? I am not going to sit there and think about it all night.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good. So it's a decision.
Yeah.
Decision, discernment, boundaries.
Yeah. Yes.
Honesty. There's a few things that factor into not allowing those distractions. And then I guess that discernment, we said discernment, even when you're thinking that it's a good thing, making sure you're knowing that it is, it could not be God's just because it's good, as in assisting with
yeah.
hurricane victims.
It's good.
Is it your place right now?
Come on.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's good. You're going to find your peace even sometimes on the other side of the unsettling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's, I need you to come and be still and I want you to be quiet with me. Heather, who says, I don't do quiet. I'll just give me something to do. Tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? Like a lot of people just can't sit and just sit and just sit. And he's like, or sometimes the peace is on the other side of making amends with the person that might have hurt you or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your finger went up.
It did. Just for when you were done. Were you
no.
finished?
Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
I just feel like one thing I had to do, and I just felt led to say this, we can find ourselves in places where we're getting distracted when we're moving in the will of other people.
Ooh. Whoa. Ouch.
So moving in a space or in a time and season where other people feel like we should.
Come on, Marsha. Mm-hmm.
Versus where God wants us.
Come on.
When we know where God wants us, even when it feels uncomfortable
Come
to
on.
Us and even when it feels unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like the norm to people, and people feel like, well, you really should be doing this, or maybe you can't do that.
Oh.
Will we be able to not jump into what other people say we should or shouldn't do, and
so
then
good.
Find ourselves distracted
yeah.
and frustrated?
Yeah.
Even if it feels unorthodox,
yeah.
even if it feels out of place,
mm-hmm.
you know where God wants you.
Yes.
I had to find myself in a season where I was saying, even if you're being sent by God, I need to hear that for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to know for myself so that I can know that I'm moving where he wants me to move and not getting into a situation where I'm distracted or where I'm overwhelmed or something. Yes. So, yeah.
That's good. That's real good.
I have nothing else to say. Nope. Do you remember what you said? Say that one line again. Do you remember?
Not moving in where people want you to be.
Yeah.
Or going where people want you to go, mm-hmm. but knowing
yeah.
through that discernment that's what God so is good. Saying to you, even if it doesn't look like the norm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or feel like the norm.
Man. Yes.
That's tough.
It is tough. But it's uncomfortable.
It is.
It's uncomfortable. But it's like we know that God is right on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I have nothing else to say. Like, nope. That was good.
Yep.
Well, we're just going to leave everybody with that. It's so good to have you guys back.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Second, what, official, another official. What did you say? The big one was this.
Oh, yeah, this is our wedding. We got married in the office first, and my big wedding in October. So
cool. Well,
we'll get y'all pictures.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time in the real.